Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Now, we've got that mic working again, Niamh Lyons. You were telling me about Patrick O'Donovan.
Yeah, he's written a letter to the County Court objecting to the fact that the Dáil is going ahead. There's just a row about to take place at the midday business Dáil Business Committee meeting. It always kind of goes ahead before a sitting to kind of settle the agenda for the day, and really the only agenda today is kind of statements on coronavirus. On the one side, you have the likes of the Labour politicians who say it's pointless to go in and it's against advice to go in, Patrick O'Donovan adding his voice to that now. On the other hand, you have TDs like Richard Boy Barrett and Sinn Féin saying, look, we are the ones getting inundated with calls and queries from the public. This has to go ahead. We are the ones bringing those concerns to the floor of the Dáil. I mean, separately to that, Sean, there is also arrangements being made down in the Dublin Convention Centre at the moment for if, or perhaps even in Dublin Castle, if a socially distanced vote for Taoiseach had to be undertaken. So there is a sense that politicians, not unlike journalists, are on that list of designated people who can continue with their work. The feeling on one side is that this is kind of a stitch-up. If there's no Dáil, then Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael can kind of continue their talks without much oxygen or oversight. But to be quite honest with you, that's going ahead at pace anyway.
So, in the meantime, what exactly is going to happen today, assuming the sitting does go ahead?
Assuming the sitting goes ahead, then yes, they're going to be speaking about coronavirus. Now, there's also no capability of putting down kind of Dáil questions, Dáil motions. All of that business is kind of more or less suspended. So it really will just be statements. And the sense coming from Martin Fraser, who's Secretary General of the Department of the Taoiseach, is that there has never been more information out there. He wrote to the clerk at the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, and kind of said, look, you know, in this time of crisis when we're asking people to stay at home, why on earth are we bringing politicians in from all over the country? And also making the point that I suppose not only do the politicians have to come in, but the staff have to come in too. Meanwhile, then obviously last night you had Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael talking, saying that they had good discussions and whatever. And there's sort of a sense at the moment emerging that those the pace of those talks are quickening. But having said that, Sean, I honestly can't see that we're very much farther along than we were from the day after Election Day, because although there's talk that the Taoiseach made comments yesterday sort of softening on the position as to who would be Taoiseach first, he acknowledged that Micheál Martin has more seats than him. And I suppose when they together came up with the phrase equal partnership, that phrase arose out of their first meeting. They never determined who would be Taoiseach first, but everyone assumed that what they meant was that there would be a rotating Taoiseach, they're both happy with that, and that there would be equal ministries. Now, everyone always assumed up until the coronavirus really took hold that Micheál Martin would be the first person to take over that role. Now it seems that it makes very little sense for Leo Varadkar to vacate that seat. And I suppose to put a more fine point on that, the notion that at the moment you would, I suppose, change tack with a whole new Taoiseach and a whole new administration, it's not impossible, but it would just very much take the focus off. Now, the other problem there for Micheál Martin is, could you then see a very unfortunate heave within Fianna Fáil if Micheál Martin is not the first person to take over that role? So there's kind of wheels within wheels. The other issue as well with confidence supply talks is whether or not an actual programme for government document can be hammered out. So when you have all parties sitting around a table together, they go through everything line by line. And I suppose it's the document that you then rely on for the duration of your term. It's also the document that civil servants use to set the kind of settled policy of the government of the day. What appears, though, to be happening instead is that the parties are coming up with kind of a foundation document that they can then bring to another party. The problem is, at the moment, to me, it seems that no other party is interested. Although the Green Party, the Labour Party and the Social Democrats are consistently mentioned, and with them the regional independents, as the groups who might bring the number of 72 up to that crucial number of 80 and beyond. People in government are telling me they'd prefer the figure of 90, so they want a really, really, really strong majority. Very difficult to get to 90 without two parties, and at the moment nobody's interested. And just, I mean, as a matter of interest, Sean, the last time I even mentioned the Labour Party, I came out of this studio and I had text saying absolutely no way, no how, not happening. I mentioned that Fine Gael and Sinn Féin may have to look towards the unity government, both parties, absolutely no way is that happening. So like any time you try to cut through and come up with what seems like an obvious solution based on the numbers, the parties themselves say that that's not possible. So really at the moment, even though the two parties who were the most estranged have come together, it just seems impossible to see who else could get them over the line numbers wise.
Yeah, but it's nonetheless, is it not a measure of progress that the Taoiseach was saying yesterday he thinks this could be done in a fortnight? And secondly, he seemed to an agreement could be done in a fortnight, suggest that, look, because Fianna Fáil had slightly more seats, implicit in that was an acceptance that Micheál Martin would get first run at being Taoiseach.
I think the difficulty there is, though, that... So that would mean that, I suppose, Leo Varadkar would vacate, Micheál Martin would come in for a time, and then Leo Varadkar will come back. Maybe that's what they have in mind. But the other issue there, I suppose, is that I think what the Taoiseach meant by if a deal could be done in 2 weeks, it's that if other parties come on board, they've ruled out Sinn Féin. So that's the only other obvious numbers party. Even with the Green Party at the moment saying that they only want a government of national unity, the other stumbling block is that if Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil go to the Green Party with the document that they've agreed, is there time to thrash out the type of things that the Greens would need to thrash out? And, you know, when you're talking about the Greens and what you hear back anecdotally from the politicians is that you're not always dealing with politicians. You're more dealing with activists, very principled people who've worked for a long time in their communities. They want to get into the nitty gritty, like how would you accelerate the carbon tax? You know, what level of investment has to go into cycle paths? That's not the type of thing that there's even time to get into right now. So, again, I think it all comes back to that programme for government document. Can you kind of thrash something out that is, you know, ambitious and sort of, you know, something that's maybe a theory of how something could work in the next 2 weeks? Yes, absolutely. Can you do a 150-page line-by-line document? I would think not. Sean, the other thing today as well, just very quickly, that there is exchequer figures expected. And also any time now, we're going to hear of quite a significant increase in the live register.
It's popped into the system, actually.
A jump of around 300,000 we were expecting.
Yeah, it's just, I see Ingrid has filed a story saying over 500,000 people were receiving some form of social welfare income support by the end of March. That's according to the latest live register figures from the CSO. 283,037 people were receiving the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment introduced on the 16th of March. This was on top of the seasonally adjusted total on the live register of 207,200. That was up 24,000 on the February figure. And in addition, 25,000 people were benefiting from the temporary COVID-19 wage subsidy scheme.
Yeah, now we can't forget that part-time workers can claim benefits. The live register is not always the most accurate gauge of the actual unemployment rate. But if you wanted to compare it back to anything, back at the low point of the previous crash in 2012, there were 470,000 claimants on the live register. So that kind of puts it into perspective. I suppose the work that the government have been doing is attempting with this particular COVID payment to ensure that the link between the employer and the employee is not broken. So people perhaps have not necessarily lost a job per se, but are more or less in a kind of a holding pattern until things get back on track. Also in relation to the exchequer figures later, there doesn't seem to be any kind of big bang yet. VAT is down, and they think that's because revenue told small medium enterprises last month that they didn't have to pay for January and Feb, and so March being the VAT paying month, none of them did. They obviously won't be charged for any interest or they won't have any fees if they haven't made that return, so they didn't. The income tax figures, they were expecting to be a little bit down, but apparently they're not. So I think what we're expecting then next month is that we would see them significantly down. The others, corporation tax, stamp duty, excise, all appear to be holding relatively steady. A few worries about the idea that there could be a bit of cross-border shopping still happening, despite the fact that people aren't supposed to be going any further than 2K from their home. But perhaps that's geared towards those who are lucky enough to live on the border. But we're hearing from Pascal Donoghue on that at about 1:45 this afternoon with those exchequer figures. And I suppose the big question here is, these figures, while they may not be bad, if we get a run of a couple of bad ones in a row, we are into emergency budget territory. So that's what we'd be looking at.
Right, and I gather from... somebody I consider to be a very reliable source. The Dáil will sit this afternoon just because the business committee has just met this morning and has decided that. So
there you go.
That's going to go ahead. Niamh, thank you very much indeed for that update.